One of the questions our team hears all the time is, what's the difference between organic SEO and local SEO? You see, knowing the difference between these two is vital, and we'll break it all down in this episode. We hope this conversation helps your church reach more people and grow. This is the Reach Right Podcast. You're listening to the Reach Right Podcast, the show dedicated to helping pastors and church leaders reach people the right way. Hosted by me, Thomas Costello, and with me as always is my co-host, Ian Hyatt. We're here to help your church see more visitors and grow. Hey guys, welcome to the Reach Right Podcast, episode number 82. I am your host, Thomas Costello, and with me, as always, is my co-host,
Ian Hyatt. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, not much, man. Excited to have a conversation today about a topic that I think we get a lot of questions about it. Actually, this one, it's asked so many times that some of our Google team here at ReachRight, they said, hey, guys, please do a podcast episode about this because I have to answer this question like twice a day. I'm answering this question here. So this is a request, kind of an internal request, by extension from an external request that they hear all the time. Yeah. So
they're going to send it out to our clients. So we better not make this one too lengthy. So
yeah, that's exactly so the topic today is local SEO versus organic SEO, or just SEO. What's the difference? What do you need to know? SEO standing, of course, for search engine optimization, and there's two really distinct skill sets, or like disciplines, when it comes to search engine optimization. There's traditional SEO, or search engine optimization, and then there's local SEO. And in today's episode, we want to talk about the differences, what you need to know, what churches should know about this, what they should focus on, and how to do some of those things. So I think it should be a good conversation. Do you agree with that assessment? Do a lot of people kind of miss the difference with those two things, Ian?
Absolutely. Yeah, they do. Yeah. They do. And a lot more pastors and ministry leaders are seeking knowledge on this because they know now, they're aware of the importance of it more than ever. Right. It's good to, there is a differentiation between the two. So,
I think you're right. Let me just say this here too, is that I think that so many people, and really the majority of people, they start their church search on a Google search. They're looking for a church. They're looking for spiritual answers. They don't even know, maybe they don't, they just kind of maybe suspect that a church might be a good idea for them, or getting connected to the Lord might be something important for them. That so often starts with a Google search. And that's why it's so important that this is really the front door. This is the first experience, the first taste anybody's ever going to have of your church in most cases is going to be through a search like this. And so I'm glad to hear that in your experience, you're hearing more and more awareness from people about it. Hopefully this will be a help to people to kind of understand a little bit more about the ins and outs and where they should be focusing. Yep. So why don't you start off by telling us, like, just so we kind of define some terms, why don't you start with the local SEO part of things?
Yep.
Why don't you tell us what that is? I'll hit what regular SEO is, or organic SEO, but you go ahead and tell us what local is first.
Yeah. So what that is when someone is doing a search, most of the time through Google. It could be through Bing or other search engines too, but mostly through Google.
Yep.
Churches near me, or where I'm at, churches in Austin, Texas.
Right.
So it's a very specific search done by someone who is in your local area. And it's usually going to include those types of terms. And what this is when someone does that type of a search, it's how visible your church will come up in what's called the Google Map Pack.
Right.
So that is what most people have seen when they do searches for any sort of location, that they're after, where there's a map and there's about three, sometimes four, usually only three now, from what we're seeing, organizations that show up. And same thing, if someone's looking for restaurants near me, it's what's going to show up near you that you can make a drive to as far as a restaurant. So churches near me, churches in, Austin, Texas, wherever, Honolulu, Hawaii. So that's what it is how visible you are in that map pack and trying to come up in that top three, if you can, even though yep. people can click further to see other locations past that's that. Right. The top three is a great thing to try to achieve with yeah. local SEO.
Yeah. yeah. So this is really what's key for any kind of brick and mortar place and churches. Yeah. While we do have digital expressions, right. most of us still see ourselves primarily as we have a physical location where ministry takes place. For most yeah. churches, people's first experience is going to be on a Sunday morning at a physical yep. location. That's the way that things are going. Now, this could be totally obsolete in 5 years. I know that there's kind of a revolution that is starting, or maybe it's still to come, that really sees that we have physical locations, but we're primarily digital expressions. But yeah, you're right. I think it's an attempt at getting into that Google map pack. And yep. I want to be clear about something too. What you're doing with local SEO is it really has very little, it has least to do with your actual website, because what yeah. it's trying, what gets into that ranking is not your church's website, it's getting your church's Google business profile into right. that map pack there. Yeah. So your Google business profile, it has all kinds of information like your service yeah. times or your hours that you're open, your yeah. location, contact information.
Even though there will be a link to your website in there.
There yeah. is a link. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's a link. Absolutely. But yeah. we have found in our research that most people aren't clicking on that link because they're looking primarily, and they capture enough about your church from your Google business profile if you have it yeah. set up properly. So you have usually photos of life happening at your church, or people caught in the act doing the values of your church or doing ministry yeah. there at your church. You have those kinds of photos. You can even do like 3D tours of inside of your church building.
Yeah.
This is something that's kind of a paid service that you can hire someone to come and do a very specific yeah. kind of things. But you know how you have Google Street View? They actually have yeah. internal Google Street View. So you can actually yeah. get this done for your church where someone comes in and does like 360 cameras and does yeah. a walking tour of your church and puts it on your Google business profile. That even yeah. helps your ranking further with some of those kinds of things. So that's what local SEO is about, is all about getting into that map pack. And that is really valuable because when people have a local intent, then they're going to see local results. And that's yeah. really what that matters for. And I think for churches, we'll talk more about why or where you should focus. This is going to be something that is really important. But let yep. me go ahead and tackle the next yep. one is what is old school or organic SEO, or some might call it on-page SEO. Mm. What this is more focused on keywords on your website and links from other people. Those two things are the big factors to make your website itself rank higher. So it yeah. probably is helpful to maybe pause for a second and give people kind of an anatomy of a Google search. We did a whole podcast episode
yeah.
about what is the different parts of a Google search. When you do a search, typically, and there's always some variation to this, sometimes they show up, sometimes they don't, but at the top, usually you'll have ads. The first thing that shows yeah. up is it'll say that there are this many different searches or search results, and then you'll have somewhere between 1 and 4 ads at the top. They're text-based yep. ads. You can click on them and
yep.
that's that information. Below that, you have what you were talking about in the local SEO category, which is the map pack. And so that's a map right. on the right. And then the three, I guess in the case of churches, the three most relevant churches, according to Google, that people should know about if they search that term there. Now,
yeah.
the thing is, Google has no real way to figure out which one is most relevant, you know, other than the things that we put into it there. So relevance yeah. is something that is in, you know, Google's a terrible judge of which church is best, right? They can't yeah. really figure that out as well as we can in most cases. So
yeah.
below the map pack, you have what's called organic results. And usually there's yeah. 10 per page of these. So you'll have 10 listings based on that key term that are the organic results. So already you're off of the screen, whether it's on a mobile device
right.
or on a desktop, you've already scrolled down a bit to get to these. So they're a little bit less visible, but yeah. they're the ones that Google takes a look at the content of your website and then links directly to your website to give people the information that they were searching for. So right. if someone types in churches in Austin, like we said earlier, yeah. you'll have ads for churches, you'll have the map pack, and then you'll have the church websites that seem to be the most relevant. So usually
right.
that's going to be like the directory from Yelp of the best churches, the directory yeah. from Church Angel or some other directory yeah. listing service of churches. And then usually it'll be some of the churches that have the biggest websites, which oftentimes are the largest churches in your area. Right. They'll start to rank in below that there that right. have the most content and tie in with that church, that key term the most. So that's yep. what the organic search is there. So, maybe it would be helpful too to kind of dig in. We'll go a little further into this. We'll talk about some of those key differences between those two also, unless you have anything to add to the organic part there.
No, no, you covered it really well. That's good. Yeah, why don't we get into the key differences there?
Yeah, good. So I think there's three I think really matter to our audience, which is primarily pastors and church leaders. But I think this, yep. hopefully this is helpful to you, whether you're a plumber or a yeah. car mechanic, because I think the same principles apply. Yeah. But the key differences, I think, first of all, are one is going to be more focused on desktop and smartphone. Yeah. The mm-hmm. other is going to be more focused on smartphone. So
right.
For a organic SEO, it's more, it really doesn't matter what device you're on. It's either way. But for local, it really is tailored for people that are on a smartphone because
right.
in most cases, they're looking for something that is local. A lot of times right. when you're looking for something local, you're doing it on your phone because you want an answer
yep.
about it now. So
right.
it really is tailored to local searches a little bit more. So yep. that's one thing. I think beyond that, here's probably one of the biggest ones, is that it's research versus decisions. So
right,
people that
right.
are showing up in the organic search, a lot of times that's more research focused. So
right.
if someone types in something like, what does the Bible say about the Holy Spirit, for instance?
Right.
They're looking to kind of learn more about yep. this topic and kind of gain knowledge on this area
yeah.
versus a local search will be more like of a decision. They're ready yep. to make a decision. They're not necessarily learning. They've already decided what they want, in our case, church, or be able to attend a church.
Yeah.
And then they're trying to find a place that will fill that need or meet that need for them there. So
yeah.
there's kind of this research versus decisions paradigm with them.
Right.
And then obviously
right.
the biggest difference in the two is that organic search is more tailored towards a national or even international audience, because
yes.
what does the Bible say about the Holy Spirit? That is something that is just as valuable to someone who is in England as it is
right.
to someone who is with me in Hawaii on opposite
right.
sides of the globe, right? So
yep.
it doesn't really matter because that's the same information. Now, there
yeah.
still is some preference for local because people might want to see color spelled in the English way if they're searching
right.
in England versus how we say it here in Hawaii or in the United States.
Right.
Or there's still some local preference, but when it comes to a local search, this is something that the local SEO is really tailored to finding people that are
yeah.
right there in your backyard looking for answers to something that's right there with them. So for yeah. churches, I think that's obviously really important. But did I hit that right? Are there any other differences or anything you could add to that?
No, no, you covered that really well. It was funny. We also used the example, not just as far as what does the Bible say about the Holy Spirit. We talked about if someone's doing a research for a baseball bat, which, by the way, I did not too long ago because my son plays baseball.
There you
so
go.
It, what is the best baseball bat for a 10-year-old?
Yeah.
You know, that's research phase, whereas
right.
you know, baseball bats, stores with baseball bats, you know,
yeah.
that's someone who's
baseball
ready to
stores,
go.
Yeah.
Baseball stores or athletic store, equipment stores, whatever you want to say, search for, then someone's in that decision-making mode. So that's another just good example, but you covered it well. So
yeah. yeah. So let me ask you this, Ian. So, you know, we have these two unique disciplines when it comes to search engine optimization. Both
yeah.
are very valuable. You know, we have our own philosophy here at Retry, but for the
yeah.
average person in our audience, which again is mostly pastors, church leaders, leaders, maybe ministry leaders, those kinds of things. Where should they be putting their attention? Where should they be spending most of their time?
You know, I would say it's on local SEO. I mean, because let's just face it, you know, like you said at the very beginning of our call, you know, even though churches are digital now, they mostly have locations and their number one goal is to reach first-time visitors, as it should be, to those locations, or for someone to find them locally and be near them and connect with them. So I think that's, while organic SEO, there's value to that. You know, if you were to choose and rank which one, it's quite simply because people will be doing exactly what you said. They're going to be Googling churches near me or churches in, you know, Boston, Massachusetts, whatever. And you want to be found and ranked there so that they get to you quickly there. So
yeah,
I would say local.
Yeah, I think if you were looking at investing in this area, I think I would do local first. If you were if you were not just a traditional, but a church, if you were a church that is like 95% of all churches out there, there are some exceptions to this rule. We know that some of our audience is also, they lead ministries. And if your ministry is more teaching oriented or people in the research phase of their questions, then it makes more sense to focus on organic in those cases. But I couldn't agree more. I think that local SEO should be really one of the first, I guess if you want to call it marketing or outreach strategies that any church should be pursuing. It can be done totally in-house. You can do a few things like getting your Google business profile, getting that really dialed in and making sure it has the right kind of imagery, the right kind of wording and those things on there. You know, some of the other key things that are involved with local SEO is getting onto other directories out there. So making sure you have profiles set up on Facebook and Twitter and Yelp and LinkedIn and
Pickle Bows.
Well, there's lots of other ones, right? We know that this is something that we help churches with a lot of times here at ReachRight. And we have dozens and dozens of obscure ones that you would never even think of that it probably helps your ranking to get into all of those, and having a consistent profile, the same information across the board on all of them. That all builds your rank a little bit there. So if you do need some help, we would love to talk with you on that. You can fill out our form. We have one on our local SEO page at reachrightstudios.com. Feel free to fill that out. We'd be happy to help you, or at least point you in the right direction on how you can get some answers in that area. But I think for most churches, this is one of the first things when it comes to digital marketing. This is one of the first things that you should be doing there. So all that being said, we can't ignore the value of organic SEO. It does play a part in some of those rankings. Google is notoriously really kind of secret and hush-hush about exactly how their algorithms work, and for good reason. If people were able to game the system, we'd have all kinds of problems. You know, we've been in this industry, Ian, long enough to remember 15 years ago, anybody could game the system. You just kind of stuff a bunch of keywords and you just say, churches in Austin, churches in Austin, churches in Austin, over and over again on your site, you're number one in Austin when people search for that. So they're smarter than that now. That doesn't work. Please do not do that. You'll get blacklisted and you won't wind up on any search engines if you do that now. So, but it is, they're kind of secretive about all of the things behind their inner workings of their algorithm. But we do see some evidence that what you do on your site for regular organic SEO does play a part in how you rank in your local SEO as well. So pay attention to that. I think that there is also value to be had if you're creating content that is something that reaches a much broader audience. At my church that I pastored in Madison, Wisconsin, we have, they still do have to this day, a post that I wrote. It was called something to the effect of, whatever you do, don't share that post that says, share this if you love Jesus. That was the name of it. And
I remember.
To this day, this post is getting dozens of hits every single day. I wrote this probably 6 or 7 years ago at this point now. So it's still getting lots and lots of traffic. And the message of it is still true. Don't share that post that says, share this if you love Jesus. But That's the point of all that is that that we got all kinds of eyes on some of our content, and a lot of those people stayed around on the site. They got onto other pages of content. They listened to a message. They engaged with our ministry. We had people that we were connecting with, and this is definitely a possibility. You're creating, if you're a church, you're creating sermon content probably every single week. Well, that actually is valuable to an audience in Florida, in Honolulu, in India. Yep. There's people all over the world that might have real value in hearing some of your sermons. So don't just neglect it. I think it's a really big opportunity. But if our primary goal with SEO is to help people take that step into the life of your church, local is the first place you should focus.
That's it. That's it. Good stuff, man. No, I think we've done it and short and sweet with this one. Hopefully it's a good resource for people and been very impactful.
Awesome. If it has been helpful to you guys, it would mean so much to us if you would rate, review, subscribe, leave a comment down below. Let us know that it was helpful. That really helps us to get the word out there about this Reach Right podcast. And we just want to thank you guys so much for being a part of our Reach Right family. We couldn't do this without you. Thanks for being a part. We hope to catch you next week. See ya. Thanks for listening to the Reach Right podcast. We hope this episode will help you reach people the right way. Looking for more resources for your church? Check us out online at reachrightstudios.com. If this episode has been helpful to you, it would mean the world to us if you would rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week. Yeah.